It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Good morning, guys.
What up, B? How we rolling?
What's going on? What's going on? Happy Monday.
Well, good morning, B. How you doing?
I can't complain too much. And I just want to say it was so good seeing you guys last week.
It's been a while.
And it was so great putting eyes on you guys and seeing everyone in studio. So that was really great.
Likewise.
You're looking at us tomorrow. Oh, they do exist.
Right. I can put the voice with the face now. No, but that was really special. So I really appreciate all the love, guys. So, yeah. How y'all guys doing? How y'all doing? Before I jump into it.
Well, you know, we just making it.
We just winning.
You know?
I love it. And speaking of winning, I caught the King Richard movie over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Did you guys see it?
I have not seen it yet.
No.
I have not seen it. Okay, well, it's a must-see. It's definitely a must-see. I must say, Richard Williams was a unique man with a vision, okay? His conviction and focus was super admirable, and it was even cringeworthy at times. You know, he was like a nice Joe Jackson. He was like, you know, teetering.
Huh? No, you're Joe Jackson. Talk about he didn't beat those kids. Total. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, Richard Williams, he's like the epitome of writing down your vision and making it plain and following up with inspired action. Like, you, if you watch the movie, you'll see that he talks about, he wrote a 78-page plan for Venus and Serena before they were even born. So this man had a complete vision, and everything he said pretty much came to pass, and it was really beautiful. I didn't think that I could make it through the like 2.5 hour flick, but there I was at 1 a.m. in the morning, you know, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. So it was really good. And after a while, I didn't even notice Will Smith. I really just saw Richard Williams, and that just goes to show you how well Will Smith does in the acting, because I know we had this debate.
Right. So, yeah, okay, well, maybe they changed my mind, too. Because I thought they could have done a better job than Will, but according to you, B-Night, he did a good job, huh?
That was going to be my question, Reese, because I remember you guys going in.
Oh, I went in hard.
He was miscast. I was just like, man, give Will a chance, man. Come on now. Y'all wanted Denzel to do it. Y'all wanted,
I don't know who you wanted to do it.
Well, no, I mean, we knew that Will Smith was going to give this role what it needed to have. But, you know, we were just expecting, you know, a different aesthetic, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's 100% correct. You said it's perfect. Yep. That's what we were expecting.
Yeah, so shout out to the whole cast, Demi Singleton, who played Serena, and Sanaa Sidney as Venus, and Anjanue Ellis, who played the mom, for bringing the story full circle. Now, I will say it only brought in $10 million at the box office during its premiere on Friday with its $50 million budget. You know, that's, you know, it leaves a lot to be desired, but it was also streamed on HBO Max, so I think that's where ticket sales got cut into, but really, it was a great movie. I encourage everyone to go see it if you haven't already.
So, wait a minute, hold on. Mm-hmm. So they released it at the theaters and on HBO Max?
Yes. Yes, simultaneously.
I don't know what experiment. Do they do that? I didn't know they did that.
They did it. They didn't do it with the Eternals, because I was looking for that on HBO Max, because that's not coming out until December. So they might have shot themselves in the foot with that, but they don't have the numbers for the streaming views yet. So that's most likely where most people saw that. But yeah, $10 million at the box office.
Well, I mean, I get it. I mean that's about all you're gonna get at the box office. Anybody going to no movie?
We ain't going to no movie. Look, black folks ain't going to no movies right now, okay?
I am not going to sit next to somebody I don't know, that I don't trust, that I don't know.
But you know what's funny? We used to do this all the time, though.
I know, right? some complete stranger sitting next to you, like for 2.5 hours. Like, who are you?
But no, it was a good movie. It really was. It was a good movie. I encourage you guys to watch it. If you got 2.5 hours to free time, go ahead and knock it out.
So you were wrong about Will Smith being cast as Richard Williams.
I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna wait for that. I'm gonna wait for this other person that's here right now.
No, I was wrong about it.
Quiet
I mean,
over there now.
But you
have no, seen it yet, Reese. Come on, man. Don't let me go down.
That's a good point. I reserve my. That's a good point. Yeah. I reserve my opinion until after I watch the movie and I get back to you.
That's because
he's a real
that's
look.
Fair.
He's a real critic now. Trust me, he's the real critic when it comes to this. He stayed on that hill
alone.
I believe it
because I'm gonna give Willis a pass because he's Will and I enjoy the movie. I really did. Right. Let's see what else happened Friday. We had some new music released on Friday. Adele released her first album in 6 years, and it's everything a 30 and 40 year old in therapy would need right now. It really is a great album. Now that's a direct quote from Adele when she was asked if she was making TikTok music. She's like, I don't do TikTok music. I make music for 30 and 40 year olds in therapy. And you know what, Adele? Wow. We appreciate you for that.
I mean, she's not the only one, right? You know, I mean,
oh, no.
Mary J. Blige, you know, that was her thing, you know.
Listen, yeah. Summer Walker made an album for 20 and 30 year olds. Heck, you can even throw some 40 year olds in there if they hip. She made therapy music for women, okay? And you know what they're saying about her? They're actually saying that she is this generation's Mary J. Blige.
Summer Walker?
Yeah. Because she's that, she gives that, you know, that heartbreak music, you know, getting over a man type music, and nobody wants her to do happy music. Like, as long as she's in that arena, she's gonna be good with everyone, which I think is unfair because she's such a talented musician. But that's what they're saying about her. I told you, she's a very, very good artist. So that's saying
heartbreak,
a lot.
Heartbreak sales. Just remember
heartbreak,
that.
Heartbreak, hey, love sales.
Love sales. Love sales.
Not as much as heartbreak, though.
This is true. This is true. So shout out to Adele. I saw her one night only, and it was amazing. Did you guys catch that concert?
I saw it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all white. Yeah, I saw it. I checked it out. It was cool.
I was in tears. I love Adele. I really do. Let's see. Who else came out with some music? Snoop Dogg came out with the album. I thought that was interesting. Now, Snoop Dogg is probably one of the hardest working men in Hollywood. I mean, this man does not turn down any check. He's like the Samuel Jackson of music.
Isn't Snoop Dogg almost 60?
He gotta be. He gotta be. He's
Ken,
definitely
in his
50s.
How old is Snoop, man? Snoop.
I don't think he's 60, though. I think
he's gotta be 55.
Be close. Maybe 58. Maybe early 50s.
Okay.
No, he
gotta be. But he just released a new album. And did you guys know he became the Def Jam president? I mean, the president of Def Jam recently? I had no idea.
No, but I will tell you.
Oh, damn, you telling me something, but I had heard
somebody was talking about that Friday, actually. And they were talking about if he was president a long time ago, it would be a lot further along. But I was just like, okay.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
Totally. So shout out to Snoop Dogg. Still crit walking. Let's see.
If you're 60, should you still be doing that?
I don't know.
He's 50 years old.
He's only 50. He's only 50.
Yeah. He's only
50. He's
50.
Dang. I just knew he was like 54 or something.
I told
like
you
that.
Guys.
Wow. Let's see. Speaking of music, though, you know, the AMAs were last night, the American Music Awards.
Absolutely. I was into it last night.
Yes, and I enjoyed a couple. I only enjoyed the performances because that's the only time I ever watch music award shows, for the performances. And BTS, which I mean, really, that's all the American Music Awards were about last night, was BTS. And I gotta say, I actually like these guys. They really give like Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson quality performances, and I think they're really talented, so I get it.
Wait a minute.
I said it.
Okay.
I'm not taking it back.
I'm leaving it alone. I was just trying to see what all the hype was all about. Everybody, every time I mention a name, they just go crazy. When you said Michael Jackson, I'm gonna leave it alone then.
They got a Michael Jackson effect. They really do, and they're super talented. I'm a believer.
So we'll be hearing about them in the next 30 years then, about the BTS. Really?
Well,
seriously?
I mean, I don't know if you're going to have all the members by then. It's got to be like seven of them. I don't know if all the members will be intact, but I think that
you said
Michael
Jackson. You said Michael Jackson.
I said performance-wise. Performance-wise, they give those kind of performances and like their videos and stuff like that. Now, longevity, that's still yet to be seen. But as of right now, they're giving.
Maybe Usher. Let's go Usher.
Okay, you know what? I can give you that. I'll give you that.
Let's go Usher. Michael Jackson's a little too strong now.
Come on. I'll be like,
I stand corrected.
Yeah, Usher.
Oh, and I know that you were happy to see your legendary crush, Reese, J-Lo, perform.
I was going to bring it up.
You can see my face right now.
Hey, I know. Air quotes when you say legendary. I know, but I was going to bring it up. But, you know, she did do a good job. I can't wait to see the movie. What, Marry Me or something like that? I can't wait to see the movie.
Yeah, it's called Marry Me, another rom-com, which she does great at.
I'm a rom-com kind of guy, so you know I'm excited.
Anyway, B-Night, we got to get out of here.
That's what I do.
We got to get out of here. I ain't messing with Reese, rom-com kind of guy. What's your latest rom-com that you've been been enjoying, Reese? What's your latest?
Well, my latest one I'm going to watch is Marry Me. Don't worry about it. It's going to be
No, but you know what? I'm gonna call American Music Awards. I gotta call them out on this. They really did a low key versus between New Edition and New Kids on the Block, and I'm kind of pissed about it.
They did do it.
They did.
They do it. Yeah.
I want to talk about the real one. What was going on with your girl Shaka on Thursday? What was happening?
We don't have time.
Shaka was drunk. Shaka was drunk. She didn't know none of damn words. Shut it down.
Come on, Reese. She was on allergy meds, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
Is that what we called it? Allergy meds?
She had too much Benadryl. She had too much Benadryl.
She had too much something.
Too much Benadryl.
Shut because she had me rolling. I was like, where's her team at?
Yeah, I know. She had no friends. Her friends wouldn't let her do that. She had no friends. Zero friends.
All right, B, we got to roll, B. We got to get out of here.
All right. Well, before I go, I got to shout out. Social Media Most Wanted is DaBaby for kicking out his baby mama and his new baby in the house. I know y'all saw it. We talked about it. Listen, this guy, he needs to be canceled. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Y'all enjoy y'all week.
Have a good one. All right, B. All right, take care.
All right.
Man, I tell you, we said rom-com. You need to go.
Man, you got to love some rom-com. Why is this so hard to understand?
Because anytime you in the J-Lo store, you kill it with this rom-com.